Log Talk Radio.
Good afternoon or good evening. This is Conservative Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown, for Always Right and Never Left. We have real people, real issues, and real talk. Tonight's guest is a candidate running for U.S. Congress out of Oregon 5th District. She is a fighter on the ground. She's went fist to cup with Antifa. She is going to be a dynamic person once she gets to Congress. I'd like to welcome to the show Angela Roman.
Hi, good evening. Thank you. And thank you for having me again. It's always great to be on your show.
It's a blessing to have you on. You are an American patriot. You are always out there wanting to serve the public good and fighting for the American people. For this platform, would you just please share, Angela, a little information about yourself to my listeners before we get into some issues?
Absolutely. So I am a mother before anything. I am blessed to have three wonderful boys, and I'm just a patriot. I'm Oregonian, born through and through. I love my state. I love my country. I love my fellow Americans, and I'm excited to be going down in history as one of the congressional candidates for Congress to be able to get in and help, hands down, one of the best presidents that I will ever see in my lifetime, and hopefully help secure the freedoms that I want for my children and grandchildren and everybody else's children and grandchildren to come.
Thank you so much. What are some of the issues that are facing Oregon right now that made you decide to run for Congress?
Oh, Lordy, do we got a 24-hour talk show?
Well, Angela, I mean... would love to have you back on multiple times. I know it's a lot.
So, I mean, we've got top issues that are, you know, always at the front running of everything. But those of the listeners that are listening that aren't from Oregon, you know, unfortunately, we are a state that is on the map. We're just as bad as California. You know, we've got a real fight over here on the West Coast. We are definitely in the midst of socialism over here. And our political climate is just ridiculously extreme. You know, one of the top things that we're fighting over here right now is cap and trade. A lot of people may have heard last year we had the Oregon 11, which was the 11 Republican senators that basically got up and walked out and denied a quorum to stop really bad legislation. They want to tax us and cripple all the industries over here that rely on, you know, diesel trucking. That stems down to being a logger, the farmers, the miners, even as down to the little guy, the tow truck drivers. And it will just cripple our economy and drive out these industries that are the heart of our state. I mean, we're a timber state, for God's sake. We have, you know, the timbers, the Portland Timbers. Our economy thrives on the timber industry, but unfortunately we have a governor and her cronies who are trying to make a name for themselves with the far left agenda and the whole new Green Deal, thanks to people like AOC that I plan to get into Congress and run circles around. And so we are stopping that. We've actually got some House representatives that walked out today to declare them not having a quorum because we're in the middle of a short session right now, and they are continuously trying to push it through. And all we're asking is that they put it to the people and let us vote on it. But unfortunately, like I said, we've got a tyrannical governor who knows that these types of legislations that are just based off hyper-sensationalism and their far-left agenda will not be tolerated, and that's why they refuse to let it go to the people. They are literally, you know, taxing us without representation, and enough is enough, to the point that you know, another battle that we're facing out of spite because we stopped cap and trade last year is the governor pushed through driver's licenses for illegal aliens without letting the people vote on it. Yeah. And it upset me enough that I'm actually one of the two chief petitioners currently. Right now we have a petition going to overturn that vote and get it onto the ballot to stop illegals from being able to have driver's licenses when it's set to go in effect for January 2021. And, you know, here in Oregon, we've had hundreds of family members affected by illegal alien crime and murder, and the highest rate of that is actually illegal aliens driving drunk and killing people. And the fact that this governor pushes this stuff through is a spit in the face of those angel families that are still suffering and will never heal for a loved one being taken so unnecessarily because she would rather put illegals in her agenda before the citizens. So I'm honored to actually be one of the chief petitioners. You know, I'm proving that not only do I just talk about it like my opponents do, I'm actually doing something about it and fighting for my state while running on a federal level as well.
I can't thank you enough for your service to wanting to stand up for the people in Oregon and for the people of America. You know, it's ironic that you led right into the illegal immigration subject because I was going to ask you, do you have an illegal immigration problem? And apparently you do.
Oh, yes.
And it's sad. It's very sad that as an African American that was born in the 60s, as you know, blacks had died for the right to vote and were hung and killed. And just to give out driver's licenses to illegal immigrants that's supposed to be a privilege for United States citizens, it's really a slap in the face to our Constitution and to all those who fought in our country to help us to preserve our Republican democracy.
Absolutely.
It's really a shame that the Democratic Socialists or Democratic Communists or the left is really trying to take away our government, is really trying to have government control our lives. I should put it that way. They want more control. And that's what they're feeding on, and it's for people like you that's going to help to stop it. Your legislature – go ahead, Kona, please, go ahead, jump in.
I was just going to say I'm pumped. I'm super excited. You know, I want to get in there on a federal level and help the head of the Department of Homeland Security. You know, and Trump administration, they are diligently and vigilantly looking at these states, including mine, that are passing these legislations that are putting illegals before anything. And as much as it fears some people, I would wholeheartedly vote and love and help to push it through that states like mine no longer get federal funding for doing these kinds of things, for putting our citizens at risk. And it's not just the citizens of Oregon. They don't realize with being an open sanctuary state like we are and welcoming refugees and the illegals that they're putting our homeland security at risk. You know, we've got, it's not just, you know, the southern border, it's Canada. Canada's not that far. And we've got, you know, ISIS. They're still very active. We've got cells that are coming in and they're coming into Oregon, and I just really want to get in on the Foreign Intelligence Committee because I know a lot, and I'm ready to get in and help and save my fellow Americans.
You know, I'm very glad that you brought up the southern border, and I hope that when you get to Congress, we know that illegal immigration is a problem. We know that
Absolutely.
Drug trafficking is a problem. But what hasn't really been talked about is the coronavirus, and we don't know if these illegal immigrants, if they're coming here traveling with diseases. That's something that we haven't even spoken about yet on a national level. You
Absolutely.
Know, except I've been raising that on my show as I talk to a lot of congressional and Senate candidates out the country to start raising that issue and making it a priority. You know, of course, they call Donald Trump a racist, which is not true. But we have to protect our borders.
Well, then I must be.
Well, no, with my half Hispanic children. and I'm an African American Jew, so, and I'm a racist too.
Right? How dare you? Yeah.
But it's really sad.
No, the hypocrisy is disgusting.
It is so disgusting. And now, you know, the left has really turned it upside down. And if we look at most of the people on the left, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Maxine Waters, if you look at their districts, and you know better than I do, districts are San Francisco. People are laying all over the ground. You have feces all over the place. Maxine Waters, represents Watts. The gang violence there is out of control, you know.
Yep.
And these people want to fight for the rights of non-American citizens, yet they don't have the ability to protect their own American citizens in their districts. It's hypocrisy, and it's very, 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 very shameful. But just to dovetail real quickly, I hope that in your further conversations that you have as you're running, that we start raising that issue of securing that border, especially with the coronavirus. We don't know what diseases these people are bringing into our communities.
Absolutely. But, you know, we really do. We do know what's going on. And unfortunately, you know, we've got that hypersensationalism political climate, and it's dangerous. It's dangerous on a health level, you know, and on the mass migration of illegals. And, you know, the other thing, like I brought up, that nobody talks about, we have actual international terrorists who are coming in through these borders, and they are using, the Democrats are helping them. The way I see it, they're aiding and abetting them, and they are in complete violation of their oath of office, not only to their constituents, but to this country.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more on that note. And also, we talk about the left and the Democratic Party. You've been on the ground against these so-called leftist groups like Antifa, and you've got into fistfights with them.
I've defended myself. There's plenty of times I'd like to go after them and me inflict violence on them to begin with, because they're just that irritating. But, you know, I'm tactically trained. I am a 3%er. People tell me I shouldn't publicly say that, but it is what it is. I'm a patriot. I love my community. I love my fellow Americans. I train tactically. I was out shooting all this morning. You know, I believe in our freedoms, and I value what our men and women in the military do to secure our freedoms. And the Democratic Party has their own army, and that's how I see it. We are in a cold war right now. Their army is Antifa. Their army is the national local organizations of CARE. You know, we've got CARE Oregon, which is, I always forget what CARE stands for, something, Coalition Arab Islamic Relations or something like that. Anyway, part of the Muslim Brotherhood. And they have come out publicly and endorsed Antifa, Rose City Antifa, to be exact, over here. So we've basically got international terrorists working with domestic terrorists that are fighting for the Democrats. And the Democrats are so blind to their agenda that they don't realize what they're doing, and they're being used. And that's how CARE operates. That's how ISIS operates.
It's interesting. Sometimes I think that the left wants to be used for political and economic gains.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of these politicians want power, more power. They want political money, you know, and that's what it's about for them. It's not about the people. It's about how can they maintain control? How can they continually oppress the massive amount of people I've had somebody on my show or the other day, and I said to them, you can't name one Democratic policy that the Democrats have put forth to advance the quality of life for all people.
You know, I say something similar to that. I've been pointing out the fact, and I actually had Antifa attack me for the last few days on a post that I did on my congressional Facebook page. You know, they like to come out every couple months. They remember that, hey, there's a patriot running for office, and they get their keyboards out and they come over and attack me on the interwebs like they like to do. And, you know, I've made it clear, if Democrats have their way, if we let Democrats have their way with all these policies that they're pushing, we will no longer be America. Nothing that they do is American. You know, my current Democratic incumbent, sorry, it's been a long day, I get tongue-tied. Incumbent opponent, Kurt Schrader, you know, and I encourage anybody to look this man up. He's a rhino in his own party. He caters to some of the rhino Republicans to stay in play. He's one of those. He's been there for 10-plus years, but he's a Democrat. You know, he was for the impeachment. He's an heir to Pfizer. He sits there and puffs his chest and blows smoke up everybody's rear ends, telling them, you know, yeah, we're fighting the pharmaceutical companies and we're going to lower drug costs and this and that. Well, he's an heir to Pfizer. And if you look at the money that he has coming in and the money currently in his war chest compared to mine, it's the pharmaceutical companies that are funding him. That's no different to me. You know, I'm a proud walkaway. I've lived a colorful life. That's basically a drug dealer who makes his money off of killing children and getting them hooked on drugs to turn around and say, well, I'm going to buy a bunch of turkeys for the community for Thanksgiving. It makes no sense. You're not getting your money the right way. Everything you're doing is immoral, and then you want to turn around and gloat and act like you're doing something for your community when you're part of the problem.
Well said. Well said. Well said. It's, you know, it's really sad what the left is doing, but, you know, I believe that 2020 is going to be a huge red wave. People are starting to wake up. Patriots like yourself fighting on the front line, as well as other patriots that we know. And I really think that, it's, you know, Donald Trump is going to get reelected resoundingly.
Absolutely.
And thank God, because, you know, he's saving our country. You know,
yes,
it has not been America first, and I hate to say this, and God forgive me, since 9/11.
Yep.
I'm a retired fire captain. I was at Ground Zero.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Fighting, and I've never seen American patriotism like I did on 9/11, and that went away 5 or 6 years afterwards, except for once a year.
Yeah, we were supposed to never forget. Now look what we're doing.
Exactly. And we have forgotten. A lot of people have forgotten. It was the second time
in
history.
You know what, though?
Mm-hmm.
I actually, for the last 4 years, every year on 9/11, I have a convoy to remember 9/11 over here. I know it didn't happen on the West Coast. I know it didn't happen in Oregon. But I get a group of patriots together, and we convoy all the way from Eugene, Oregon, up to Tualatin, up I-5, and we stop at different rest stops and pick up other patriots along the way in the convoy. And then we just gather and we convoy up the freeway with our American flags, military flags, never forget 9/11 flags. We meet at the Cabela's in Tualatin in the parking lot. We have a moment of silence for those that we lost. Say a prayer. Say our Pledge of Allegiance. And then we walk up onto the overpass and hold those flags and signs in remembrance of 9/11 for people to never forget. And it gets bigger and bigger every year. And I vowed, even if I get elected and I have to be in Washington, D.C. during that time and I can't be home in district, I've got patriots that are going to take it over for me over here, and I'll start one over there. We have to never forget 9/11.
Amen. For those that are tuning in, this is Conservative Talk Radio. I'm your host, John T. Brown. We're always right, never left. We have real people, real issues, and real talk. And today in the studio, we have U.S. Congressional candidate Angela Roman running for Oregon in the 5th District. We have a lot of issues, not only in Oregon, but in this country. I know you want to serve on the Intelligence Committee. Are there any other issues on the national front that is dear to you? I know that you're pro-life. Are there any other issues that you would like to highlight that you would like to change when you get to Congress?
I am very, very much pro-life and part of protecting that life and protecting our way of life is our Second Amendment. And that to me is huge. You know, I'm a single mom. I've got three boys. I got one in grade school, middle school, and high school. And I fear every day that they leave that door that I'm going to get that automated phone call or turn on the news and see that there's an active shooter at their school. And one of my main things is to repeal that 1996 act of the no guns in school zones. I think that was one of the worst pieces of legislation in United States history. It leaves our children as sitting ducks. And to go off what we were talking about earlier, it falls into the hands of CARE and organizations like that that are using the left for international terrorism here in America. You know, we've seen it after the Parkland shooting in Pennsylvania. They were handing out boxes of rocks for the teachers. And not even for the teachers, but to train these students, our babies, our little beautiful God-given children, to have to run over to a box of rocks and throw them at an intruder or an active shooter to deter them from killing people. And when I heard that, I wanted to puke. You know where else they do that? Afghanistan, Iraq, Middle East. They de-arm the citizens and give their kids rocks. How well is that working out for them? And they want to do that here in America. When I get to Congress, I don't really have anything that I want to push. There's a couple pieces of legislation that I feel are important, but my main goal is to tear back about 30 years of infringements on our Constitution and our rights to our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. We need a reset. And Donald Trump has been doing that. And he needs more fighters in there like me that are going to support that.
I could not agree more. And I'd like to add to that, that when you get to Congress, we look at the educational system. Because
absolutely,
our children are graduating with not being able to read and write at a proficiency level, as well as understanding what American government is, American history. We want to prevent our children from coming out of college like AOC, who has no clue, should not
don't
even be in Congress.
Don't get me started on that woman.
I mean, she's a great example, has no
absolutely
idea what the history of America is, what American government is, that we're a republic, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. These kids need a foundation of American history and American politics and the various forms of government. We do not need to teach our children, which I find highly disgusting and immoral, about the sexual acts of people and their contributions to our community. It undermines, especially on the heels of Black History Month and Martin Luther King, it undermines his speech that he hopes his children will be judged by the content and character of their being, not the color of their skin. Now we are imposing sexual orientation, pornography, especially in California, to our kids. That's not going to help our kids compete in a global society. That's not going to help our children with life skills. Most of our kids don't even know what civic responsibility is. And it's sad.
You know, they're being taught reverse racism and reverse bigotry. It, like you said, you know, it's a slap in the face to all those before us, especially Martin Luther King and, you know, the women who burned their bras, the women that were stoned to death because they were speaking up, you know, and there's been so many strides. I'm love this Donald Trump movement because, I mean, we've got gays for Trump. You know, we've got homosexuality out there that's saying, hey, you know what? We've already made our strides. You know, yeah, there's some things that can be worked on, but even we don't believe in forcing that on the children. And we are not asking for a participation trophy or special privileges because of who we choose to love. And they're frustrated. You know, but the left plays off of it, and they're indoctrinating our children to make our children believe that, you know, I mean, even like biracial children, my children are biracial. They're, you know, I'm of Italian descent. Their father was Mexican. So I've got some beautiful children, you know, Hispanic and Italian. And they're being taught in this society that they got to pick one or the other. Either they're not white enough or they're not brown enough. And I'll be damned if the people who came before me and ancestors that fought this kind of racism are going to have to sit there and be racially profiled. That's what's happening to them.
You know, Angela, you hit the nail on the head. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Please come back on my show again so we can continue this conversation. Before
Absolutely.
We go, can you please share with my listeners if you want to donate, volunteer, or contact you, how they may, please?
Absolutely. So my campaign is the one to be getting behind, a force to be reckoned with. Like you heard earlier, I am of Italian descent, so I don't take no for an answer. I'm gunning for that seat, and we're going to take it. And there is no taking no for an answer. I'm actually getting ready to fly out to Washington, D.C. this Sunday. I'm going to be at CPAC for a week, going directly to the swamp. And if you'd like to help fund my trip and help me get my name and my campaign out there and let everybody else there know that I'm the force to be reckoned with so we can actually turn a seat red, you know, now is the time to put our money where our mouth is. And anybody can follow my FEC reports and see how I spend that money. I'm not shady. I respect the dollar. And you can do that at FEC.gov. And in order to donate to me, you can go to AngelaRomanForOregon.com. There's a donate link up there. And, you know, if you don't have it, please don't give it to me. But if you do, I would humbly appreciate it. You can follow me on Facebook. I go live every Friday with what I call Freedom Fridays. You're even welcome to come on there and go live with me. I'll invite you on camera.
Thank you.
This is not just my
Thank
campaign.
You.
Yeah, it's everybody's campaign. So it's we the people for the people. I'm just the vessel. And so you can follow
Amen.
Me on Facebook at Angela Roman for Oregon, and I'm on Twitter at Roman for Oregon, and I'm on Instagram at Angela Roman for Oregon.
Thank you so much again, Angela, for coming on our show. This is Conservative Talk Radio. I'm your host, Jaunty Brown. We're always right. We're never left. Please join us for our next show next week while we have a young man, military veteran, 30-year-old, running for Congress in a predominantly Democratic district in the 9th District in New Jersey on February 25th at 11 p.m. He will be here, young, exciting military veteran, running for Congress in a blue district. We wish him well. He's going to be on our show. Also, if you want to follow Conservative Talk Radio, you can follow us on Facebook at Conservative Talk Radio. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at Right Talk Radio. I'm your host, Right Talk Host on Twitter, as well as you can follow me on Right Talk Radio Host on Facebook. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. I want to thank my guest, Angela Roman. We wish her the best of luck in her campaign for Congress fighting against the swamp. Please reach out if you can donate to her campaign. We would appreciate it. And if you'd like to donate to a conservative on the web, you can donate to Conservative Talk Radio on Patreon. Thank you very much, and have a good evening.